cold of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a cold of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on December the 8th, 2009. Newcomers, as always, I suggest you go into cuttingthroughthematrix.com and scroll down, bookmark all the other sites I have up there for future use because I do get problems once in a while with the big servers. And if you find sticking to when you're downloading from the com site, take one of these alternate sites because you might get through quicker. Everyone goes into the com at the same time, and that causes some problems. And these are the only official sites I have up, so I'm responsible for. There's cuttingthrough.jenkins.com. There's cuttingthroughthematrix.net, .us, .ca, Alan Watt, cuttingthroughthematrix.ca, and Alan Watt, sentinel.eu. And the last one, is a European site, has all the same audios for download, but it has the addition of transcripts of a lot of the talks I've given in the past, where you can download for print-up, and they're in the various languages of Europe. Take your pick. You are the listeners who bring me to you. I always tell the public out there, no one backs me except the listeners themselves. I'm not promoting any particular agenda. I'm not promoting any politics. I'm not being backed by a foundation or having a foundation or its NGOs covertly back me either, because that happens with a lot of them too. So you keep me going by purchasing the things I have for sale at cuttingthroughthematrix.com website, the books, CDs, and so on. And I don't sell anything else apart from that. And it's up to you to keep me going by donating or purchasing these particular items. You can pay by personal check from the US to Canada. Or from the U.S., you can also use an international postal money order from the post office if you don't like the banks. And that works like a bank draft, really. It's paid in advance, so there's no problems cashing it in the Canadian side. Or you can use PayPal. Outside the Americas, you can use MoneyGram, Western Union, or PayPal, or cash. It's up to yourselves how you want to do it. And for those who just get the discs burned and passed to them, lots of them don't use computers out there, but they get discs passed at meetings and talks, you can write to me at Alan Watt, Site 41, Box 4, Estaire, which is Estaire, Ontario, Canada. Postal code is P as in Peter, 3, E as in Elizabeth, 4, N as in Nora, 1, P3E4N1. And that'll get through to me. Now, you have to bear with me, too. These last few weeks, I've been getting my speed on the Internet cut back deliberately by ExploreNet. I'm paying for a higher speed, and it'll cut me back to probably less than the lower speed. And it takes me sometimes 2 days to upload one night show. That's how slow it is now. And it keeps breaking as you're uploading, so you just start from scratch again with the satellite-type uploads. Therefore, it's really, really time-consuming. But this is the sort of hassle you get when you're not authorized to be out there and you don't have any big boys backing you at all. The real world works by this kind of harassment. Nothing you take to court and prove. They suddenly come out with their documentation. Oh, it could have been equipment. It could have been different departments within ExploreNet that's not communicating to each other, etc., etc., and all that rubbish, and they play that for years. So you can't take this kind of stuff to court, but you know, because of the frequency of the hassles you get either through telephone, and I've had all that in the past, or through the servers, and through Yahoo as well, that this is deliberate policy. That's how they really get to you. But we'll carry on regardless. Back with more after this break.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product. Not available in Iowa.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt, and we're cutting through the matrix. Over the years, I think every country in the Western world has seen its rights gradually chipped away, its basic constitution shredded to pieces for those countries that had constitutions. And what they generally used at the time was high courts. The high courts and different courts would make verdicts, and that became law. And it circumvented the common laws and the constitutions and rights of the people by doing so, step by step by step, because we live in an incremental agenda where people at the top, who are never mentioned in the media, control it all. And we see the same thing happening with the government institutions, as they call them now. Institution, very interesting term, because it's a quasi-legality to it. We don't vote in institutions. They're kind of appointed by governments, and we appoint agencies and so on. Government's been outsourcing so much from World War II, basically, that it's really run, in a sense, by these outside agencies, sometimes tied at the hip, sometimes apparent within parliaments or Congress, but very often simply remote. They just give out little decrees like royalty and bypass any debates in a parliamentary-type style or setting. And I've said before, I don't care if God himself came down and exposed the global warming scam as a fraud that it is. And it's a fraud with a good purpose, because the purpose is to dominate the world and bring in a socialized world system very akin to an upgraded communist system, basically, with where a tiny minority of the public, or not the public, really, an elite, run riot over the public, live off the public, like royalty, the standards of royalty, while the people below them are kept going to suffer, sacrifice for the good of all. That's how it always is presented to the worker bees at the bottom. And we know this whole con game with global warming is simply that. It's a substitute. It's also a new economy, you see, where you really pass nothing around except blips on computer screens to do with carbon outputs and trading. What a great thing. And in the old days, you know, when they used gold to finance currency and even to back up paper money, fiat money, they used to ship it across seas, and often they'd lose it in a storm, that kind of stuff, or be robbed by pirates who often returned it to the banker that sent it in the first place. Had all these deals going with them, you see. And this is even better than that. They went on to paper currency with nothing to back it, and then they went on to electronic money, basically, which is just blips on a computer screen, and now we're going into the CO2 trading. Now, they don't can up the CO2 and ship it across to so-and-so when you buy carbon credits, you see. That's not happening. It's a great scam. It's a fantastic scam. It's better than fiat money. It's better. Because, as I say, you're not actually moving anything anywhere. It's a big con game. It's a gas man, as you used to say back in the hippie days. And it will work. And out of it, too, will come the derivative markets and the same problems we have with bubbles. This thing might be a gas bubble, you know, that no one can actually prick. And getting back to my original point and how agencies circumvent governments and institutions, often with the collusion of those in government at the same time. The article from Washington Post today, for instance, is on the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency. It says it's preparing to regulate emissions in Congress's stead. Now, it says here, the Obama administration moved closer Monday to issuing regulations on greenhouse gases, a step that would enable it to limit emissions across the economy, even if Congress does not pass climate legislation. So, in other words, you know, it's a done deal. We'll get it in this way or we'll get it in that way. The move, which coincided with the first day of the International Climate Summit in Copenhagen, seemed timed to reassure delegates there that the United States is committed to reducing its emissions, even if domestic legislation remains bogged down. But it provoked condemnation from key Republicans and from U.S. business groups, which vowed to tie up any regulations in litigation. In Monday's much-anticipated announcement, the EPA said that six gases, including carbon dioxide and methane, pose a danger to the environment and the health of Americans. These are the guys that say it's okay to drink radioactive water. and stuff with arsenic in it, too, you know. So it shouldn't surprise us, since everyone's a farce, isn't it? And it says here, and the agency would start withdrawing or drawing up regulations to reduce those emissions of, you know, the gases, six gases. So they're not just stopping with one, they've got six now, you see. These are reasonable common sense steps, says EPA Administrator Lisa P. Jackson, adding they would protect the environment without placing an undue burden on the businesses that make up the better part of our economy. At the same time, however, EPA regulation is no one's preferred outcome, not even the EPA's. Jackson said her agency and other administration officials would still prefer if Congress acted before they did. That's kind of like the gun to your head idea, isn't it? It's more, isn't it? Since when did agencies start threatening the government and getting away with it? Then it goes on about Senator John F. Kerry, a leading proponent of a Senate climate bill, issued a statement after the EPA's announcement saying, the message to Congress is crystal clear. Get moving, he says. Well, he gave a speech to Yale University, and by God, you think he's a fanatic. You know, I'll tell you, you ain't seen nothing yet. All these, really, the only word for them is the old lefty communists, basically, which I don't think disappeared at all. I think they moved into their next phase for global socialism. as I said, they would, in fact. But nothing surprising in this day and age, is it? Nothing surprising. On the Times Online, December the 7th, it says Climate Gate at center stage as Copenhagen opens. Now remember, too, this is all the big foundations that have got their front NGOs there at the moment, before all the big politicians and politicos come in. And they set up the round table societies under the Ministry of International Affairs and CFR. And they hammer out ways to get all these things presented to the politicians when they come in the door. Even though, remember, they already signed the major bill 6 months ago at the World Business Meeting under the United Nations. They have to find ways to implement that. And all these thousands of NGOs are all financed by the big foundations to go over there. And they also get grants from governments too, by the way. Because governments like to hear the crowds demanding exactly what they want them to demand. So much for democracy, eh? It's just a joke. But anyway, it says here, the Climate Gate row took center stage on the opening day of the Copenhagen Climate Summit today, as the world's leading oil exporter intervened to ask questions or to question the scientific consensus on man-made global warming, as 15,000 delegates from 192 nations began what was billed as the last best chance to avert a catastrophic rise in sea and air temperatures after the flu outbreak. Saudi Arabia's chief climate negotiator, Mohammed Al-Saban, spoke from the floor to say that emails hacked from a UK research centre had shaken trust in the work of scientists. It's amazing, you know, it should be shaking the trust all over the place. But it shows you how everything's controlled across the Western world, isn't it? He was not the first to mention the ClimateGate scandal. In his opening address to the conference, Rajendra Pachauri, chairman of the Nobel Prize-winning Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, said the hackers had been trying to undermine the work of his organization. Well, generally, scientific data is open to all the scientific community for critical analysis. It's not undermining, it's called critical analysis, to ensure that all the founding facts as are presented are accurate. So when you build this monster on top of it, if it's fake, bogus statistics or facts to start with, then there are no facts at all, and the whole tower should really crumble down. So that's what they're saying. Oh, it's really an attempt to undermine the work of his organization. But he said that the science as presented in IPCC's last assessment report 2 years ago was clear and incontrovertible and covered water shortages and rising sea levels. They've been harping on about these rising sea levels since I was a child. And it hasn't happened yet. In fact, you know, they've been building holiday resorts and lots of Pacific Islands and different places right on the shores now because it hasn't happened. I read an article about that not so long ago on the air. It's amazing, isn't it? But they keep harping on and harping. Here's a quote. I keep quoting this from Bertrand Russell, a big player in all of this. Because he knew you could convince the public of anything. And he worked for the big foundations in his time. He said, and he was a top socialist too, he wanted to complete totalitarian type system across the world. He says, there's no nonsense so arrant that it cannot be made the creed, the belief of the vast majority by adequate government action. That's what he said. And all he uses is repetition, repetition, repetition of lies, 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 repeated lies until they just hammer you down to the earth with it. Lie after lie. Doesn't matter what the facts are. Lies are good enough for them and repetition, you see. But he said that the science is presented, as I says, he claims it cannot be disputed. And according to him, the rising sea levels are still going on. He obviously hasn't visited those islands and so on. Given the wide-ranging nature of change that is likely to be taken in hand, some naturally find it inconvenient to accept its inevitability, Dr. Pachauri said. The recent incident of stealing the emails of scientists at the University of East Anglia shows that some would go to the extent of carrying out illegal acts, perhaps in an attempt to discredit the IPCC, who discredited every other scientist who reputed the crap they were coming out with. Back with more after this break.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt, and we're cutting through the matrix. Some years ago, people like George Orwell talked about the coming system. And, of course, we know that Aldous Huxley did too, long before, even in the 30s, when he was putting out Brave New Worlds, a vision of the future, basically. He belonged to a very elite group in Britain who wanted world socialism. Of course, you understand, as Orwell said, some are more equal than others in such utopias. People like the Huxleys, who were related to the Darwins, interbred, of course, as the Darwins were themselves, to the Wedgwoods, and whose descendants are still running Parliament in Britain as under the Bens. Regardless, they said that they themselves, of course, would lead the world. They wouldn't change themselves. To steer the world, they'd have to keep their faculties and still be wild, in a sense. The wild man has his ability for self-preservation and make decisions that would mean life or death in very quick instances, very fast instances. So anyway, Huxley talked about his Brave New Worlds and how they could, through genetic manipulations, create different kinds of workers, different strata of workers for different functions, all that kind of stuff. And he got it all from the big think tanks which he was involved in that were comprised of scientists from Cambridge, Oxford, and other places. That's where it was coming from. It wasn't some idea that he came up with himself. And back in the 30s, they knew this was feasible to bring in this kind of world system. And in Orwell, in his book 1984, he understood the Huxleys. He knew the Huxleys. He knew all these people. He knew where they were coming from. He'd been recruited into the same group from Cambridge to help all these types of people. He understood the agenda, and he turned against it. And all the socialists and all the socialist meetings that he used to attend and speak at turned around. They turned their backs on him immediately. That's how they are. They shun you immediately when you're not parroting the proper slogans. He turned and he told the public what they were really all about. But what he said in 1984 was, when the main character, Winston, was talking about the proles being the ordinary people, and democracies, let's call it democracies, the ordinary people, they would overcome all this. And the managerial class, the bureaucratic class, the expert class, you see, always dismissed it throughout the book. They said, oh, no, he says, the proles don't count. It didn't really matter what the proles thought. The proles don't count. And remember that, getting back to Bertrand Russell, Lord Bertrand Russell, who wanted world communistic socialism with his own class running it all at the top, said that they could bring that system in, a form of world socialism, and bypass public opinion by having an expert class for everything. And experts then would replace the public's attitudes or demands. The experts would tell the public what they wanted or needed. And that has happened. We live in this age now. Experts on everything. And the corners, left, right, and center, same as the flu shots, all these experts, all the mainstream media, we're all going to die. We're all going to die. Oh, pharma, save us. Here, take these billions of dollars. And as soon as they've got the money, it dies off just like that. Con time after time, and they'll do the same the next time. And the next time. But it gets back to public opinion, and the proles don't count. I've said this over and over. And this is from, I think, the 4th of December, 2009. It's from the Council on Foreign Relations. Now, the Council on Foreign Relations is the American branch of the Royal Institute of International Affairs, a private organization above democracy, by the way. It doesn't really believe in democracy, never did. Set up by the founders, Cecil Rhodes and Rothschilds, the bankers, with the other bankers, Lord Milner and others, and they became the Royal Institute for International Affairs, CFR, on the other side of the Atlantic. And this article at their website on Council on Foreign Relations, it says, does public opinion matter? That's how brazen it all is now. Does it matter what you think? World attitudes on global governance. And the speaker was Stuart M. Patrick, who's a senior fellow and director, International Institutions on Global Governance Program, Council on Foreign Relations. Yep, the Council on Foreign Relations, this private foundational body that pretends it doesn't interfere in politics but runs it all, is part of this whole thing. They don't. They know the general public don't count, and they've already got a massive organization set up within it of their own experts and propagandists to bring in global governance. They've had it up there for years. And they go through the speech and so on, and they talk about all the polls they constantly take with the U.S. and different countries. And it boils down to the fact they're absolutely confident now from the polls they're getting in that most people in the world are ready for global governance. They don't really care, as long as it brings in world peace. You know, that communist term, world peace, was lack of all opposition, especially people who think. And they give you all the quotes in this particular site, their website itself. They don't do these projects for nothing. It's to bolster their own work. Say, see, we're on track. Everything's working. On time, on cue. Back with more after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Hi, folks. I am Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. Reading from a website, in fact, from the Council on Foreign Relations about their polling of different peoples, and they claim that people are pretty well ready to accept global governance, as they call it. The same term they used for the European Union, governance. And the European Union, of course, has turned into this dictatorial body where people at the top, in secret, meet in secret, and lay down the laws, and you can't contradict them. In fact, one of the leaders said it was heresy for anybody to contradict or complain about the European Parliament. But what do you expect in totalitarian systems? They always come out and say it's for the good of all. We all have to sacrifice together for the common good, and then you end up getting dominated by this tiny minority that lives intergenerationally on the backs of the rest of you, for as long as they have the system underway, until they've raped and pillaged the whole darn nation. So back to the Council on Foreign Relations. Remember, that was set up by the big banking system, the international money lenders, guys who Professor Carl Quigley actually said not only financed the wars, they planned the wars, the major wars, every single one since the late 1800s. And he was the historian for them. He got this from their own records, and he was all for it and their idea, because he was an elitist himself, believing academia would be exempt from all the poverty that the rest of the people would be subjected to under such utopias. So this article here is going about global governance and their poll-taking on the countries they tested out on. they said, we found, it says, if I give you some of the headline findings, one of the striking things we found is just how similar many publics around the world are in terms of the sort of world order. Now listen to this, that they want. Have any of you ever, ever, ever been asked to be involved, to give your opinion on a world order and what you think about it or what you want? Have you? No, of course not. Because when I say they're extremely multilaterally inclined, they believe in a world order based on international law. And that's what the UN's all about. They always say under law, under law. Well, no one ever says, explain this law to us. You see? And they go on to say that all countries should obey international law, even if it goes against their national interests. Have you been asked about that? Have you? Of course not. Of course not. Because see, this is someone speaking to their choir. Everybody in there has to be asked, and after they've vetted you and watched you for years, make sure you have the right background. You've been involved in the right causes, generally hereditary ones as well. And you belong to the right families too, is a very important thing, because these guys are snobs at the top under the guise of collectivism. Then they go on to suggest that the United States would go along with it and be even the bedrock of an international order. So that's the kind of rubbish they teach to their followers, the rah-rah team. But the public are never ever considered. You never get a referendum on anything. What do you think? Especially, don't you think you should have a plebeian vote where something so major as anything at all to do with you or your livelihood, you should get a vote on it? Of course, they don't want that. They wouldn't even give that to most of the European countries to do with that agreement they signed supposedly and went rammed down them, especially the last one, Ireland, to go along with the European Union and its new charter. Now, here's what's happened to Britain, for instance, that literally was lied along for years and years, lied along with this trading consortium of Europe that turned into a European Parliament, as it was intended to do from the very beginning. Everybody at the top knew it except the ordinary people. What people in Europe would say, you have to sort of give up your sovereignty. You have to get this multicultural idea, too, and stop being who you are. Toss it out the window, thousands of years. Toss it out the window. And conform to the kind of new system that we're giving you. Or else. Here's what happened to Britain. This is from the Telegraph. It's a return to the Star Chamber. The Star Chamber is when the King sat with four advisors and tried all things in secret. The GATT treaty is done the same way. The General Agreement on Trade and Tariffs has set up basically a court, and whatever they decide within that sealed court never gets leaked out to the public, and it's God's law to them. God's law. It cannot be questioned. There's no appeals, nothing. That's it. They decide who gets to trade with whom across the planet. Of course, it keeps all the little guys out. Nothing changes in history, really. Nothing really. The chameleon can always change its color under a new cause. But it says here, it's a return to the Star Chamber as Europe finally tramples the Magna Carta into the dust. If you have a spare evening, read the Magna Carta. It's a restraining document. What leaps out from the pages of Langton's text is the intent to protect subjects from overweening authority, in this case, Norman French despotism, by restoring ancient freedoms. That was December 6, 2009. He says, I had a copy left to me by my father and to him by his father. The customary law is Saxon, Celtic, even Visigoth. All men, it says, in our kingdom have and hold the aforesaid liberties and rights, well and in peace, freely and quietly, fully and wholly, forever. Forever. You know, New World Orders don't like that term, forever. They really don't like that at all. That would kind of hold back the agenda. It says here, no free man should be taken or imprisoned or outlawed or exiled or in any way destroyed unless by lawful judgment of his peers. His peers, right? His peers. No constable or bailiff shall take another man's corn or chattels without immediate payment, nor take any horses or any man's timber for castles, because that's what they used to do. Now they just grab it all for back taxes, for land taxes, property taxes, or other kind of taxes, or because your septic tank isn't up to snuff with the new laws that come from the United Nations. Just grab it all. Same thing happens. It says, anyone may leave the kingdom and return at will, unless in time of war, when he may be restrained for some short space for the common good. It says, here's a nice one, as the square mile falls under the control of the Economic Union authorities, the Parliament of Europe, with binding powers. It says here, the City of London shall have all its ancient liberties and free customs. Merchants should be free from evil tolls and tariffs and stuff. The founding texts of the English Constitution, Charter, Petition, Bill of Rights have one theme in common. They create nothing. They simply assert old freedoms. They restore lost harmony. In this, they guided America's revolution, itself a codification of early colonial liberties. Europe's Constitution, the Lisbon Treaty as we know it, began as a sort of Magna Carta, began as one. The EU leaders agreed at Laeken in 2001 that the project needed restraining after Danes and Swedes rejected the EMU, the Irish rejected Nice, and youth torched Gothenburg in an anti-EU riot. People do not want Europe inveigling its way into every nook and cranny of life, they said. Needless to say, insiders hijacked the process. Hegelian monstrosity emerged. The text says much about the heightened powers of EU bodies, but scarcely a word to restrain EU bailiffs and constables. The Charter of Fundamental Rights, legally binding in the UK as of Tuesday when the Lisbon Treaty comes into force, asserts that the EU has the authority to circumscribe all freedoms and rights, ground all freedoms and rights, this new beautiful tyranny they have there. The text was modified after I threw a tantrum in the Daily Telegraph during the drafting process, comparing it to the general interest clause used by fascism regimes to crush dissent in the 1930s. Article 52 now reads, subject to the principle of proportionality, limitations may be made only if they are necessary and genuinely meet objectives of general interest recognized by the Union. Don't be misled by this inverted wording. What it states is that the EU may indeed limit rights in the general interest. In other words, our Magna Carta has been superseded. It's European courts, the ECJ, that decides what is proportional or necessary. And it cannot be trusted. The ECJ behaves like the Star Chamber of Charles I, as I learned following three cases where it rubber-stamped the abuse of state power against whistleblowers, Bernard Connolly and Marta Andreessen, the German journalist Hans-Martin Tillack. Mr. Tillack was arrested by Belgian police and held in incommunicado for 10 hours. Incommunicado on the basis of a fabricated allegation by two EU officials. I call them Gestapo. Or Stasi, who's it matter? Police went on through his notes and computers identifying his network of informants inside the EU apparatus. So anyone who's investigating the EU, this is what they do to you. It says, the basis of a fabricated allegation, it says, I ruled in favor of the system. It always does. Always does. So, you see, that's what the Americas to be under, too, with the unification of the Americas. First Europe, then the Americas. They're already working with the Pacific Rim groups. They've been working there since the 1930s, according to the Royal Institute of International Affairs' own website. Amalgamation, amalgamation, amalgamation. These are the regions that Karl Marx talked about in the 1800s, the trading regions that all be previously known as different countries, and then it would regionalize them, give them a single parliament for each region, and then the single parliaments would really be provincial parliaments under a world government system, which is, of course, at least the United Nations as it stands right now. It might morph into some new thing with an all-seeing eye, no doubt, above it. this article here, too, is from Reuters, Thursday, December the 3rd. It says the planet would be better off if the forthcoming Copenhagen climate change talks ended in collapse. Now, who's talking about this? Mr. Hansen of NASA. This, if you want a fervent nutter who's utterly dedicated to the agenda where scientists should rule over the planet, this is the guy here. Remember, I talked about him a few days ago where he was arrested at different demonstrations trying to close down mines and all the other means of alternate energy. He literally says that he doesn't want something to be the same as the previous Copenhagen agreement, because they'll drag their feet on it. He wants immediate action, totalitarian action, to save the world. And this article is, as I say, from Reuters, December the 3rd, 2009. He says, any agreement likely to emerge from negotiations would be so deeply flawed, said James Hansen, it'd be better for future generations if we were to start again from scratch. I'd rather it not happen if people accept that as being the right track, because it's a disaster track. Hansen, who heads NASA Goddard Institute for Space Studies in New York, told the Guardian newspaper. Now, don't you see how this fanatical politicization of agencies is not a very safe or comfortable thing to have? Do you see that? Do you understand? NASA is supposed to be non-political. But the head of every organization that does anything at all over us, I repeat, and literally in the case of NASA, should not be politicized with its belief systems in a world socialist state with the priesthood of science handing out the law. And believe you me, if you want totalitarianism in the most horrific way, as Bertrand Russell says, he says, it'll be a scientific dictatorship. It will be, he says, absolutely murderous and completely intolerant. But Russell says, I'd rather have that than any other kind of dictatorship. Well, this is the kind of character I'm talking about here. This guy's a nutcase. You thought it was bad in Nazi Germany or the Soviet Union, where millions were slaughtered. All totalitarian regimes are the same. All the same. And the scientific priesthood, with all their fudge facts and figures, will simply give them more power to slaughter. Through historical necessity, as the communists called it, slaughter millions of people to save the world, mind you. That's the mess we're in. That's the mess we're in. And it's so bad, you know, they've already got the children brainwashed in schools before the Copenhagen meeting, years before the Copenhagen meeting. People better wake up very, very fast before the horror really starts coming down. And it will. It'll come down in earnest, especially when they start rationing food and all the other things they've got planned for you. Socialism is so wonderful because, again, it's the greater good for the greatest amount of people as they push it. If you're not amongst the greatest numbered amount of people, tough luck. It's like the shots that they give you now. Well, you might be one in a thousand that drops dead with it. We feel sorry for you, but we can't dwell on these unfortunate incidences. That's how they go on. That's the same thing as Stalin saying, well, you know, those Ukrainians are so self-sufficient. They even weave their own cloth, for God's sake. They don't want factories. We've got to teach them a lesson. But they're the main producer for the crops and food. Since we've killed all the farmers in Russia, so we've got to get all our grain from them. So what we'll do, we'll take all the grain from them as we starve them to death. And they starved over 7 million people to death by policy. And it was called the need for historical necessity. For history to continue on, then it's historical necessity. That's how it goes down in the books. When they killed the thousands of the 8,000 to 10,000 Polish officers, the Soviets put down to the same thing. Well, this historical necessity. If we let them live, my God, they'll go back in and contaminate people with all their old memories of how it used to be. Boom. And that mindset is still way up there. Right now, you'll meet a lot of them at Copenhagen. Here's what you get when you have socialism. I've read enough articles of what's happened in Britain, because now medicine is under political policy. Don't forget that. Politics, when it gets involved in anything, has a policy for that particular agency. This is Canada again, Yahoo News, and it was December the 4th. Nova Scotia man angry, hospital wouldn't help, father having a heart attack in the parking lot of the hospital. And this is by Alison Auld, the Canadian Press. An elderly woman with a cane and a heart condition was told to bring her husband into a Nova Scotia hospital on her own or call 911 in the car park after he suffered a heart attack 30 feet from the facility's front door. Back with more after this break.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Attention, ladies. Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of four expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin, and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
My children were very disrespectful. They were defiant. The results from the total transformation were almost immediate. The children stopped arguing.
Is your child disrespectful and defiant with you about everything? Are they arguing with you constantly and having problems in school? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the total transformation.
They have become very task-oriented at school. They complete their assignments in a timely manner without being asked. I firmly believe it is 100% the total transformation. It truly changed our lives.
Backtalk, lying, even problems with ADD and defiant teens. I'll help you transform the worst behavior problems and get peace and sanity in your home. Guaranteed. Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less and my weekly newsletter free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Hi, folks. This is Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix. Just showing Americans what they can look forward to once the socialized medicine comes in. And by the way, I also have the RAND report on that because the U.S. Government asked RAND to do a massive survey on bringing in this healthcare and where they can cut back all different kinds of care. I might read that one now. It's just fascinating. It's just like Britain. I think they copied Britain completely. But presently, this article I'm reading now is from Yahoo News, about a Nova Scotia man having a heart attack at less than 30 feet from the hospital door, and they wouldn't come out and get him in. They told the elderly daughter, who had a pacemaker herself, either to bring him in herself or call the paramedics. The paramedics were all based across the street. All the vans there. Why? Because it's policy. See, in socialized country, everything, they have meetings for everything. And they talk just the same way as they did in Britain about the policies. They have all these meetings, and everybody put in their little word, and that would all be documented in the minutes and so on. And by the time it's finished, it's like some legalistic maze that you can't make head nor tail off. That's what you get with socialism, you see. They can't say anything straightforwardly on anything. It's always pertaining to subsection 2, paragraph blah, blah, blah. Except in cases where blah, blah, blah. And it goes on like that, you see. So you stand outside a hospital and you die. Luckily, this guy survived, but no thanks to the hospital. Mind you, they're lucky you have doctors there. Where I live here, you can't get one. You walk in clinics, you're faceless, you see. Your number's actually given a number when you walk in the door. Like a cow. You can always wear it around your neck. It's big enough. Like something at an auction block. And they don't care who you are. They don't want to know who you are. If you're lucky to see a doctor, that is, and you wait 6 or 7 hours, and they stay in, though. Sometimes they're called back to the hospital, and they tell you they want to come back tomorrow or the next day or the next day. You know. That's socialized medicine. Canada spends about as much on advertising how wonderful our medical system is as they do actually giving money into it. And I read an article about that not so long ago. That's socialism. It's all pretense and propaganda. Mark from Boston's on the line there. I'll see if I can take him. Are you there, Mark? Okay, I'll continue then. But yeah, I do tend to go on, and an hour isn't very long enough at all to get so much out or get so much off your mind, you might say. Because that's what this is getting stuff off your mind, hoping someone will remember it long after I'm dead. Because that's what you have to do, is pass information on to the youth, who are really, you could understand, the incredible brainwashing they're under. Parents have to get in touch with them and realize the indoctrination they get is almost perfect. Perfect indoctrination. The same way as we saw little Disney shows with Bambi. And what did Bambi say? The mum and dad of Bambi were going through the woods because they were scared. Why? Because man was hunting them. Man was bad. Well, they're getting taught the same stuff about how bad man is with environments. Bad man ruined the environment for the up-and-coming youth, and it's their world, you see. And they use psychological techniques through all the little videos that they show them, giving them a part of every story, but never all of any story, to brainwash them into true up-and-coming green shirt fanatics. God help us all. From Hamish and myself in Ontario, Canada, it's good night, and may your God or your gods go with you.
Introducing the new Go Berkey.